A reading from Psalm 34, 8-9. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes a refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His holy people, for those who fear Him lack nothing.
I thought it would be a nice idea to do a pause here, and we're halfway through the year now. And I thought we just would look back, but the way I would like to is kind of introduce this idea is, well, where did it start? And it started at Masada in Israel when I was having a discussion with our team leader who was leading our tour through Israel. And the idea of following Jesus, because we were following Jesus through Israel. And I thought, what a great idea for a devotional approach to the Gospels of following the life of Jesus chronologically, pulling from the four Psalms and having discussion every day that was progressing us towards from Bethlehem, Nazareth, and Bethlehem towards Jerusalem, towards the crucifixion and the resurrection.
Yeah, and this Psalm is great, which says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Is this declaration that to experience Jesus, you got to get in there, taste and see. You have to manipulate the text. You have to use your sanctified imagination. You have to get to the places where He's walking and get into the discussions that He's in and feel the dust and smell the food. And it really helps in the process. And so diving in is finding Jesus winsome and finding Jesus everything that He declares of Himself comes alive when you go and walk with Him. And you realize that in some ways He just rattles everything about your life.
Right. And going back to the whole idea of tasting the food and walking, these were not paved roads. These were dusty roads. And Israel can become very hot, and you can if you're out there in the sun as you're going from one small town to the even if you're on Galilee where the Sea of Galilee where there's a lot of wind, it is mountainous in places, but it's also desert-like in places,
yeah.
And it just felt so palpable. I could feel it, and I wanted to share that with other people. And this is a way of doing that, of getting into the actual life of Jesus, the Jesus who walked this earth and did all of these things and all of His teachings. To me, it just created a whole new dimension of my understanding of who Jesus is.
Well, what you just said is symbolic of the journey of our lives. Is the truth of the matter is there are a lot of dusty roads and hot days and mundane experiences. And the reality is that we all wake up one day and realize that we're pretty ordinary. We have dreams when we're young of being extraordinary. And really, God takes ordinary people and does extraordinary things through them. And even this psalm, which says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good," it's buried in other declarations where the same psalmist says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." The truth of the matter is the journey's hard. It's a lot of work. It's not easy to get to the end. But what gets us through is coming back to Jesus, the one who walked the way for us, the one who died on the cross to gain what we could not gain for ourselves and lives victoriously through us, even in the midst of afflictions. So that we become, as the apocalypse says, John's apocalypse, we become overcomers in Christ. And so the promise in this dusty journey is that Jesus will do all things through us and things that we could never do for ourselves.
And now we embark on the second part of the journey, the second part of the year. And it's going to be a little strange towards the end because we're going to be going into the Advent and Christmas season. But Jesus is going to be entering Jerusalem for that holy week and for facing what He had come here to do, which was to die for us. And so we're going to have the birth moment in terms of the calendar year, but we're going to have this amazing moment in his story in Jerusalem and what follows that.
This brings it all together. And so, as Luke says, Jesus set his heart towards Jerusalem. That's what we do now, moving towards the end of the year.